some jobs require you to wear a uniform. Imagine a job where that uniform had to be worn with perfection, or a deviation of 1/64th of an inch could cost you your position. We'll introduce you to a man who holds such a role on this edition of the American Countryside. It's perhaps the most challenging role to earn in the Army.
It's the least awarded badge, the Tomb Guard Identification Badge. You actually receive this as a permanent award. It goes on every uniform that you have.
Staff Sergeant Jonathan Brizel is one of those who guards the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery.
We have one platoon. We're authorized 30 soldiers that do this job year-round.
Those who seek the role of a tomb guard are already members of the 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, known as the Old Guard.
One out of four since 1958, on average, about 25% make it that tryout. 2 weeks is the first tryout. We call it temporary duty because you're not even in the platoon for tryouts. You're not even assigned to the platoon.
During the summer, the changing of the guard takes place every 30 minutes. Those attempting to make the platoon take shifts early or late in the day when the crowds are not so thick.
The tryout, the first 2 weeks, there's two cuts. It starts off with a physical training test, PT test, and you have to learn the first 7 pages of Tomb Guard knowledge. You have to learn everything you do to the uniform to alter it, and you have to learn the entire guard change sequence in that first 10-day period.
To pass this test, you must be, well, perfect.
So you get taught the standard from day one. Our standard is perfection. We measure our uniforms to a 1/64th of an inch. You can't be off on the final test by more than 2 ticks or 2/64ths of an inch.
It takes 6 months to a year to pass the entire program. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside. At Arlington National Cemetery, I'm Andrew McCrae.